Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Hey, everybody, do you hear that noise? That noise in your head? It's pretty scary.
It's pretty scary. Boo in your head.
I am Adam Todd Brown.
That's true. And I am Caitlin Cutt.
And we are your hosts this week. And boy, do we have a doozy of a topic for you.
How have we not covered this?
Well, it's been a developing story. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you got to let a story breathe a little bit. Before you jump on it.
Like, I know. No, you're right. You're not. Plus, like when the story broke, we had enough to talk about. So that's true. But
right. Yeah. There have been lots of things to cover over the past year or so. So
true.
And I'm going to be honest, on the list of people in the world suffering, CIA connected U.S. diplomats is way down my list in terms of people I care about. So we're getting to them, I think, in maybe the correct order.
You're not totally off base in that opinion. That being said, is it really horrible? Is it really horrible for me to say that this is kind of a cool topic?
Oh, it's super cool.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you liberating me from my evil ways. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were disgusted by the fact that I kind of think this is cool, I'm so sorry. It's interesting.
Here's how I approach stuff like this. And if we haven't said it yet, we're talking about Havana Syndrome.
The coolest name.
It's a cool name. It's
for anything.
Mystery affliction. And boy, do I love a mystery affliction.
I do too. I just think it's so funny that it's like the only other mystery afflictions I can think of are like IBS and like
fibromyalgia.
Yeah. Like, and then it's Havana Syndrome. Like somebody, some marketing needs to get, like, there needs to be like a lobbyist group that gets on IBS and is like, can we call it like Bowel Thunder or something rad so we can get some money in the research here? Like
Havana, man. Bowel Syndrome.
God, Havana Syndrome. How is this not a movie?
This is one of those things, like, I host a conspiracy theory podcast and we would, I feel like, normally cover this there, but
it's not a conspiracy.
It's not really a conspiracy. It's just a thing that's happening.
So weirdly real. In fact, I think I asked you if you had covered it on conspiracy because I could see where maybe, but I was ready to argue about, like, you know, hey, I think this actually fits for pretty scary because this is pretty scary because it's true.
It is. So should we dive into what?
I'm so excited.
I feel like people must know a little bit about this, but it started in Havana, Cuba in 2016. A U.S. embassy official woke to a piercing loud noise and experienced strange symptoms. First, intense face pressure.
Sure.
Then nausea, pain, dizziness, trouble concentrating. So it sounds like he's taking any number of prescription drugs that are advertised on television.
Can you imagine, though, just like, let's just start the conversation. You're already a U.S. embassy official in Cuba, right? So your nervous system is jacked. Like, there's not a day that goes by that you're like, maybe this is it. Like, that is not a cozy. It's not like you're the embassy official to the UK, to England. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Cuba, you gotta have some, either something dead inside or to get through that on a daily basis. You wake up with
kind of
face pressure.
But, well, I mean, the face pressure would be intense, but also you got to take into account around this time, our relations with Cuba weren't bad.
They're not bad, but
because,
it's not.
Well, they're bad. They're bad again now, but yeah, we were fresh off Obama. Like, he lifted the embargo for a while.
Yeah. I don't mean it. I just think based on historical principles, it's still a high stress post. Oh, like, that's not, you know, I mean, Venezuela would be worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Venezuela would be bad.
Afghanistan wouldn't be my pick. But my point is, you know, you're already in this job and you wake up with something that you can only describe as face pressure. That's bad.
Not just face pressure, but you also wake up hearing this in your head. Buckle up, America. You're all about to get a traumatic brain injury.
Oh.
I don't like that one bit.
I mean, you'd have to think that you were like, it was an alien operation. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I was hearing that, I'd be like, oh, this is aliens. Like, that would just be my calm assessment of the situation.
Yeah, I would, if I was working in that job, woke up with this intense face pressure and hearing that noise, I would just be like, all right, what government is doing this to me?
Yeah.
Is it my own?
Sure.
And then you just run through all the possibilities.
Also, Face Pressure is a great band name.
Face Pressure, yeah. It's very uncomfortable. I mean, anyone with sinus issues has had face pressure.
I've never had face pressure. To me, the visual I have for this is very strange, but go on.
So the people who reported hearing this sound, and that sound was released by the Associated Press, and we'll get to it later. But there had been other embassy officials and intelligence officers in Havana who experienced similar things, all starting with the sudden pain and pressure in the head and ears, but not all with the loud noises and not all with the same symptoms.
Sure.
So that's confusing. Those who did report hearing sounds also reported that those sounds would stop if they opened an outside door or just left the room they were in. This was actually in a security briefing that was sent out to people who were working in these environments. And the quote they used was, get off the X. So if you're experiencing this, just leave the room, go somewhere else.
That would make me feel crazier.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, what the hell? Why is it, you know, at my bed, I'm hearing some alien transmission. And in the hallway, it's cool. That would make me feel worse. I'd feel more insane.
It would freak you out, but at least the physical impact would be lessened.
Of course. I just think the psychological impacts of this, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you're questioning your sanity the whole time you're going through something like this on top of everything else.
Especially because there's a whole group in the medical community that swears this is just a psychosomatic thing and people are just imagining this. So then you're going to feel even crazier.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what's happening, but we'll talk about
it. No, I don't either. Theory. Okay, let's do this. Get off the X. Get off the X. Another great band name.
Get off the X. Some victims reported feeling like they were standing in a direct beam of energy.
Cool.
Some other symptoms, vision issues, hearing loss, severe headaches, insomnia, usually happened in people's own homes. Some people reported experiencing pain only in specific places. Brain examinations, this part is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Brain examinations revealed injuries similar to concussions, but with no signs of impact. Some doctors and diplomats jokingly call it the immaculate concussion, which that is pretty funny.
Gosh, that's why, you know, it's like you're either a stand-up, you know, or you just become a diplomat.
Yeah, or you suppress foreign governments at the behest of the United
States.
One
or the other. Well, the third option, obviously, is to become a DMV instructor.
Well, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And this may not have started in Havana in 2016. There were a couple of NSA agents who experienced similar symptoms in 1996 in a, quote, classified hostile country that has never been revealed.
Okay.
And they went on to develop Parkinson's disease. So imagine being one of these people subjected to these attacks and hearing that part.
That's so scary.
People have also experienced it in Russia, Poland, Austria, Georgia, the country, not the state, mm-hmm. Taiwan, Colombia, China, Kyrgyzstan, the United Kingdom, Uzbekistan, and even the United States.
Yeah, baby. USA.
Reportedly around 200 people, about half of them CIA and their families, have experienced Havana syndrome. Most have been American, but there have been Canadians too, which that sounds like MK Ultra.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I was like, why don't we just crack open the old MK Ultra files? And
that's my problem with pretty much every theory about how this is happening, except direct energy weapons, because all the theories, and we'll get into a bunch of them, are things that should cover a wide swath of the population. And instead, they're affecting specifically Americans in one specific location.
You're telling people to get off the X.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, that's, anyway, let's do that. Let's crack our knuckles, get into this first theory that we've got here.
One report concluded that medical evidence is consistent with symptoms of directed pulse RF, radio frequency, aka microwave energy, though it doesn't conclude that the energy was directed intentionally, i.e. using a weapon, but it also doesn't say it wasn't a weapon.
Sure.
Report is based on 40 cases and claims that nothing like these cases is previously documented in medical literature. I think that's a very important detail.
That's not good.
We'll get to later. Some of the reason for this theory is the Fry effect, which is when your brain interprets microwaves as sound, which can even happen to deaf people. There are several devices on the market right now. They work with hypersonic sound. I don't know what the devices are called, but you can just point them at a person and put sounds in their head. There is a very fun episode of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura where someone demonstrates this weapon on Jesse Ventura. So one thing I like about this theory is who it comes from, which is the National Academy of Sciences.
That's helpful.
That is helpful. Some of their projects have been funded by the CIA, and maybe this one is too.
They know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
That's the way I see it.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You know.
And this is the most prominent theory. So there aren't, I mean, there are differing theories, but there hasn't been any actual rebuttal saying this couldn't happen. There's one guy who says it couldn't happen, but we're going to talk about that fucking guy.
So you're saying there's a chance.
The thing is, they don't really say who they think is doing it in this report, because that's not the National Academy of Sciences' job. They're just trying to figure out what's causing this. I feel like the part no one wants to say out loud in a lot of these articles is, if this is a government testing weapons, we got to be open to the possibility that it's the United States testing it on Americans. Because we do, in an official capacity at one point, bring up that whoever is doing this, this is an act of war. So if we were in Havana doing this to Cubans, we would be committing an act of war against Cuba. But if we're doing it to our own people, everyone will pretend we never do that when we actually have a long, 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 long history of doing that.
Of tests.
Not just tests.
I know.
Experiments. MK Ultra, it was real. So the New York Times does mention that the American military itself has sought to develop weapons like this. The Pentagon has a weapon like this. It's called the Active Denial System. Police have demonstrated it. It's for crowd control, they say. Like, if you point it at a group of protesters, it just makes everyone feel hot and uncomfortable and like they have to leave.
That's so scary. It's just a very scary. I mean, listen, used in the right way, I would imagine it would be very helpful. But it's scary that that kind of weapon even exists to me. Just on an existential level, we're in a new realm of weaponry that's very bizarre.
It's the kind of weapon that is only designed to be used against your own people. Like, if we're being completely honest, and it even comes up in these notes, what kind of threat of terrorism is there really in the United States? Like, 9/11 happened, but it's not like we've been subjected to car bombings and a series of heinous terrorism attacks. So it's not protecting us from that. I guarantee it was probably built under the guise of protecting us from that. If we're talking mass shooters, this isn't going to help. This is only for crowd control in your own country. We have been militarizing the police for decades. That's not so your local PD can go overseas and fight Al-Qaeda. It's so your local PD can fight you. Anyway.
Again, it's just the existence of this weapon itself that makes me incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, someone built it. Someone's using it.
Yeah, it's just very weird and scary. I just don't like invisible weapons. That makes me, just the principle of an invisible weapon is something that makes me very nervous.
Now let's talk about another theory, the misplaced Cuban surveillance equipment theory, which it's exactly what it sounds like. The problem with a lot of these theories is a lot of them were developed when this was mostly limited to Cuba.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them fall apart once this starts spreading like the goddamn coronavirus. But this theory is that it was an ultrasonic transmitter used for spying that malfunctioned, causing the sounds and symptoms. So it was just an accident.
Sure.
This was proposed by University of Michigan engineering researcher Kevin Fu, who reverse engineered the Havana attacks in his lab. Don't like that either.
I don't.
Along with Wenyan Zhu.
Okay.
A professor at Zhejiang University and visiting scholar at University of Michigan. And Chen Yan, a doctoral student at Zhejiang University. I feel like I could have just said this was developed at the University of Michigan.
I feel like what you did is you put in the work.
I did. Okay? I did the footwork. I did the legwork for everyone else who might have been like, who at the University of Michigan? Was it football coach Jim Harbaugh?
We have very intelligent listeners.
True, true.
So there's that. They want to know. Someone's taking notes.
Is Jim Harbaugh the one that coaches at Michigan or is that John?
You know that I think it's Jim. I am the last person to be able to help you with that.
Yeah, I think it's Jim. Anyway, their research didn't rule out other possibilities. They were just demonstrating one way this could happen. I have a hard time believing this one because it really, once this spreads to the rest of the world, it's really given Cuban intelligence some global reach that I'm not sure they actually have.
But also misplaced? Like, how do you misplace this kind of technology? Was it in a duffel bag? And somebody was too hungover on their flight from where to where? Like, I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, I don't know. They plugged it into the wrong port, used the wrong cable, something like that.
Those zany Cubans leaving their weapons of mass destruction just lying around.
Oh, we were supposed to use the 5 megahertz Wi-Fi. Damn it. Man.
Sorry, guys. That one was on us.
Now let's talk about the most insulting theory.
Yeah.
This is one, when this story came out, because we've mentioned Havana syndrome on episodes, but we've never done an episode about it. And this is the one that for some reason people decided to start tweeting at me about, which was, hey, Adam, did you hear that Havana thing was just crickets? And it's like, fucking no, it wasn't. Now, the sound that was recorded that we played at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
That's where the crickets theory comes from, because someone released that audio to the Associated Press and said, well, this is the sound that people are hearing, and citation needed. Who recorded the sound?
Yeah, where did the sound come from? I was gonna ask, how do you sample that?
Even if this doesn't explain the people who had these symptoms without hearing any sounds,
right? Because they don't all experience hearing anything,
right? The scientists who made this claim, they note that it doesn't mean people weren't also attacked, but just that the sounds that were recorded were not from a sonic weapon, but from an especially loud kind of cricket.
But that makes my head explode, because how does that have anything to do with what we know or do not know affected these people? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. That's like, I have a song in my head, and then somebody calls AP and they're like, we have a song that is in people's heads. And it's like, what?
How did you record it?
Yeah. Moves like Jagger gives me face pressure and nausea, and it makes me very sad. But I can't blame that song for the cause of all those feelings all the time.
Correct.
And most of the time, but yeah, not all the time.
This
the crickets theory, all it's really debunking is that the sound released by the Associated Press is the sound that these people are hearing.
Which is fine, because we could get into like very philosophical conversations about the blue that you see isn't, how do I know the blue that you see is the same blue I see?
Yeah.
How do I know
it's not white and gold instead of blue and black, you know?
We've already done this.
we as a society have been through this.
Yeah, and the sample sound confused me anyway, because if it's a sound that people are only hearing in their heads, how do they get the sound bite?
Well, the other reason this theory doesn't make any sense to me is crickets don't just show up in your country and go to one building. If you look at photos of the U.S. Embassy in Cuba, it's surrounded by office complexes, apartments. I'm assuming there's like stores and restaurants probably in the area. It's not Guantanamo. It's not on an island. So well, if these crickets were driving U.S. embassy employees crazy, it's going to do it to the surrounding population, too.
We have a big problem.
Big, big problem.
If an animal can cause that kind of disruption, we have a higher issue at hand than being like, oh, it's crickets.
Yeah, Cuba would be a fucking nightmare right now.
Yeah.
If this was crickets. And it was first proposed by Alexander Stubbs of the University of California, Berkeley, and get a load of this name, Fernando Montealegre Z, as if he's maybe the 26th Fernando Montealegre, of the University of Lincoln in England, of course.
Lincoln, England, yes.
Yeah, yeah. In case you thought I was going to say Nebraska.
I usually think of Lincoln, England, though.
Of course. Well, of course, okay. Yeah. That's where Abe Lincoln is from. So Dr. Douglas Smith, the lead doctor examining the affected U.S. diplomats in Cuba, questions whether that one recording can tell us much about the attacks. Even if the cricket explanation is accurate, it doesn't explain the patient's symptoms. Like, those are the key, not really the sound.
The sound is a symptom.
Yeah.
But it's such a weird press move that I can't really even articulate how little sense it makes. To be like, this is the sound that people are only hearing in their minds.
Right.
Wait,
or not, what? Or not just that. They keep talking about how this cricket is loud enough to be heard from inside a diesel truck moving 40 miles an hour on the highway. Okay, but people in adjoining rooms didn't hear it when these people were hearing it? Like, that would have reverberated through the whole fucking building, probably.
The building would have heard. Anyway.
And sorry, also, reminder,
theory.
Yeah, not all the victims heard sounds either. So yeah, it's not a fucking cricket.
We'll say it again. Just some Terminator cricket just ruining everybody's life.
What if they meant the sport cricket? They're like, no, you ever watched that? It'll make you crazy. Makes no sense. You can hit the ball forward or backwards. Come on.
It's so stupid that it gives you face pressure.
Sticky wickets. It's a cricket term. And then there's the mass hysteria theory, aka medically sanctioned victim blaming.
Love those.
The author of this one argues that the State Department was too quick to rule out mass hysteria, and that when Marco Rubio asked about it, he was patronizing. This is the quote from Marco Rubio. Is there any thought given to the fact that this is a case of mass hysteria? That a bunch of people are just being hypochondriacs and making it up?
Yeah.
I don't think Marco Rubio was being condescending there. I think Marco Rubio was just being his typical condescending self, and that's just Marco Rubio. But
I also don't think that because somebody asked that question, we need to then assume that that's what happened. Even if he's asking it in the most genuine terms, mass hysteria implies like groups of people, not selective rooms with single people standing in them. That's not how mass hysteria works.
Right. And the guy that brings this up, he cites an example of a mass psychogenic illness from a nursing school in 1974, where 24 students experienced alteration in hearing function along with strange sensations and sound. That's a dozen or so people in one nursing school. We're talking about hundreds of employees at spots all around the world now, not just Havana.
Also, you're saying that we know for sure that 24 people reacting severely after being inside of a nursing school is for sure mass hysteria?
Yeah, it feels like they could have caught something in there too.
I mean, that sounds like Legionnaires, or
that's like base level next question. We watched an episode of Ghost Adventures that we're going to talk about next week, where there's even a part where everyone's freaking out in the basement, and Zach Bagans, one of the most sensationalist people on the planet, jumps in and goes, it could just be something in the air because we're in a musty basement. So we're just going to get out of here. Yeah.
That's not mass hysteria. That's mold.
Yeah.
My mind is blown by this in so many ways. The ways that it's been tried to be explained away is just as mind bending to me as the reality of the situation itself.
What I especially hate, two things. One, he says an outbreak of an array of ambiguous symptoms within a close-knit community under stress in a foreign country that has a long history of harassing American embassy staff is strongly suggested of mass psychogenic illness, which is triggered by lingering Cold War paranoia. Shut the fuck up. No one under the age of 55 has lingering Cold War paranoia. And I'm assuming these weren't a bunch of old goats that were getting attacked.
I don't even have lingering 9/11 paranoia.
Nope, none of it.
So, what?
And also, he does this thing that I hate. He brings up that an acoustic device could not cause brain damage of this type. And he says they just don't do that. But what he's doing is the same thing a lot of pundits did when it came to Trump, or the same thing UFO skeptics do. With UFO people, it's always, well, we don't have the technology to get from one planet to another that fast. And it's like, yeah, dipshit, we don't.
They do.
But they might. And yeah, there is absolutely no way you can be positive that that's not the case.
I don't understand that argument at all.
And with Trump, when he was running for office, people were doing all this, well, historically in elections thing. And it's like, this is not a traditional election. This is very different. And that's why all those people were wrong. Sometimes something is so new that you can't just explain it with old explanations.
It's called a black swan event. And it's one of my, there was a really great book. I think it's just called Black Swan, long time ago. I want to say like 15 years ago, this came out. And it was,
it's so hot. Mila Kunis, Natalie Portman. Oh, wait, is it,
close,
it's not,
close,
is the movie not based on that book?
Sorry, no.
Oh,
but
okay. Well, I guess I'm still listening. Go on.
Yeah. Okay. And the concept is, you know, a black swan event is something like 9/11, for example, happening that didn't have a precedent for it before and will not have a precedent for it after. And therefore, if we react to a situation like 9/11 by gearing all of our preventative measures towards keeping something like 9/11 from ever happening again, then we will not be prepared for the next black swan event, which is inevitable.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that's hardest for people, which is fair to understand, is that things happen without precedent sometimes. Sometimes we can see things coming, but other times, like, I don't know, a global pandemic, we're not prepared.
Right. It happens.
And even just like all of these arguments about vaccines and masks and things like this, it's like, yeah, listen, a surgical mask was never designed for you to be walking around with it all day. This is an imperfect system. Nobody can argue that, but this is a fucking emergency. Please put a mask on. We don't have many things that we can do to keep each other safe at the moment. Same with the vaccine thing. It's like, yeah, no, this is not ideal. We can't prepare ourselves for unprecedented things. So to simply say that this weapon, this thing isn't possible because we've never seen it before makes no sense.
Yeah, COVID is a good example. Not just that we can't be prepared for stuff, but we don't give people any leeway once something new happens. Like with COVID, one, we couldn't stop calling Trump racist for shutting down the borders to China. And then give it 6 months later, we were like, why didn't you shut down the border sooner? And it's like, because no one really knew what the right thing to do. Or
yeah,
I saw an interview.
I agree.
On CNN, they were interviewing Dr. Fauci. And this woman, this is like 8 months into the pandemic. She goes, well, at the start of this, you said we shouldn't wear masks. And then like 2 weeks later, you said we should. Can you explain that? And it's dipshit. Things change. It was a new thing. Like, we were responding to the information we had. And as that information reveals new information, you change what you're doing. And like, we just have no fucking capacity for that in the United States. Everything either has to be completely explainable or bullshit. If it can't be explained, it's a hoax.
Well, I think if you're a conservative, just that term is implicit in a motivation to conserve a specific way of life. And yeah, it's just not sustainable.
No, it's not. And then there's the neurotoxins theory, which I feel like this is the exact same thing as the crickets theory. It doesn't explain everything. It should have been happening to a large cross section of the population. Because in this theory, they're talking about all the insecticides that were sprayed to prevent Zika virus. Well, that wasn't just being done at the U.S. Embassy. Like, that was being done all over Cuba. That was a massive program. And then it still doesn't explain when it moves to a place like Vienna. Like, Vienna in 2021 is spraying for Zika virus? I don't think that's a thing that's happening.
No, sorry.
So, like, neurotoxins, I feel like, don't explain it either. That's the thing. There's no explanation.
No.
Except
there isn't.
I feel like the direct weapons thing. There is.
It's a weapon.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why I said at the top, I was frustrated with what I was looking at, because it's like, you know how weapons work? If it's a gun, you point it at someone and you shoot it. We know they have these sonic gun things that they're launching off the back of battleships.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it hard for people to believe that this is, well, it goes back to what you're saying. It's because if we talk about it, then we think about it. And if we think about it, we start to wonder about it. And if we're wondering about it, we have a problem. So there you go.
Yeah. And so then once we settle on it being a weapon, which I feel like it's a weapon too, then the question becomes, well, who's doing it? And of course, the leading suspect, as with anything else that's happening to the United States, is Russia. And
yeah.
I don't know. Like, people, skeptical types, need to pick a lane. Does Russia not have the money and resources to do anything that would threaten the United States? Or are they constantly coming up with new advanced technological ways to threaten the United States? Because you hear it both ways from the intelligence community all the time.
Yeah.
And so, of course, they're investigating Russia, they're investigating China, but also we're really beating the drum to go to war with China right now.
I know. It makes me very nervous.
And like, if you think back to like the anthrax attacks, where we were like, oh, well, we really have to protect ourselves from Muslim terrorists now. And it's like, no, that was probably a disgruntled government employee. At least we framed one for it before he committed suicide. And like, this is the same thing, where all they have to do is go, well, look, it's happening in a communist country in Cuba, Austria, which is a neutral country that is just infested with spies. And we've been growing our relationship with Austria. So this is clearly just Russia trying to fuck with us. And I don't know. I don't like it. Like, there's as much evidence that it's Russia as any of the other theories. There's like three intelligence people who think it might be Russia. It's like,
I don't think we're ever going to know unless something incredibly specifically drastic happens. I feel bad for the people that have gone through this, that have to, on top of dealing with, I feel, cause it also got their families. So there's that too. Like, some family members were affected by this. So there's the CIA, issue that, you know, I agree with you on. But then the family members, it's like, that sucks. Like,
yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about the CIA in a second. Like, what I find really interesting about this Russia theory is that there are some intelligence officials who say that the only organization capable of attacking us on our soil is the Russians or China. But it's like, I seem to recall we gave away like 75% of our personal freedoms in the name of keeping Muslim groups from attacking us on our soil. Was that never a threat?
Right.
Or did we just do something that neutralized that threat forever? Because I feel like it's not the latter, but
no.
Who knows? And yeah, this just, it citation needed with the Russia thing. Like, we've hit the point in history where I don't trust our government any more than the Russian government? Like, what historical evidence is there to trust our government more? The one government that has ever dropped a nuclear weapon in war? We're supposed to be the trustworthy ones? Okay. So let's talk about if this is the United States doing this.
Cool.
Because I know this is going to be the most unthinkable possibility for a lot of people, but like, just marinate on it for a second. In the annals of things the United States, and especially the CIA, has done to their own people, this would be comparatively pretty small. MKUltra was a decades-long series of psychological experiments carried out against Americans and Canadians without their knowledge, at the behest of the CIA and the American government. COINTELPRO, we essentially assassinated Fred Hampton while he was sleeping in his bed as part of COINTELPRO. That is a very aggressive act to take against an American citizen. And so this isn't that crazy of an idea that the United States could be behind this. And I always bring up Jonestown. It sounds crazy now, but immediately after Jonestown, the idea that that might have been a CIA thing was a super duper mainstream talking point. Mm-hmm. There were senators who were pushing it. The New York Times wrote a bunch of articles about it. And it happened at a time when the CIA was in all this flux because we had just found out about MKUltra. And now here comes Jonestown 4 years later after the Church Committee. And it really... I won't go into all of it. I did 9 episodes about Jonestown, but if you trace MKUltra through Jonestown, it really feels like Jonestown was that final experiment in MKUltra because they've been doing all of these experiments on individual people for decades and decades. The next thing you have to do in a medical or scientific setting is now you take those experiments and try them on a group of people. And Jonestown was the perfect place to do that. And if you look into the people connected to Jonestown, the way Jonestown worked, it seemed like a medical experiment where they were testing 2 different drugs. Because we know people were being drugged there. But what you don't hear from anyone who was there is that pills were ever handed out. But every Wednesday night, people did have to line up and get a cookie that Jim Jones gave them. There are 3 different kinds of cookies. One group got one cookie, the other group got the other cookie, third group got another cookie. And what they suspect was happening is one cookie had one drug in it, another cookie had another drug in it, and that third cookie had no drugs. And then you just do that every Wednesday, and you see how people react according to what drugs they're taking. These people were given weekly physicals. No one needs a weekly physical unless you're checking for something very specific. All of their medical records were destroyed. Like, something more than a crazy cult leader inspiring people to commit suicide happened at Jonestown. The CIA was the first group to report what happened at Jonestown. They were there. So this isn't beyond the scope of the CIA whatsoever. The fact that it's happening only in other countries speaks to it possibly being the CIA. And even the part where, well, these people are experiencing these symptoms, these people are experiencing these symptoms, but they heard sounds. These people seem like it's a neurotoxin.
It's definitely a testing situation.
Yeah, that could all be us going, all right, well, does this weapon work best? Does this weapon work best? Does this one work best?
Or anybody with that ability for that matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody commandeering whatever this thing is, it's not completely outside of the realm of possibility to say that it's being toggled to test the effects. That's not a crazy thought. It's not unprecedented for the United States to do these things. It's not unprecedented for other major powers to be doing terrible things. It's just the way it is. I mean, the other thing that I would say to this is, and I don't completely disagree with you, but interestingly, coming back to aliens, I've always thought that one of the main reasons why the United States has never come out and simply said, or any major governing party for that matter, has come out and said aliens are real is because then in that we have to implicitly admit that something out there has technological abilities greater than our own. And no country wants to admit that.
Right.
And this is a really sophisticated, scary, hyper-specific technology that's being deployed to create these kinds of symptoms and reactions in people, especially long-term effects like Parkinson's. Like that, you can hobble a country by just making everybody sick.
Yeah.
Which is what's happening. I mean, nature made an executive decision last year, but
that is one of the things that was on the list of things MKUltra was hoping to figure out Can we just make everyone sick? Can we make everyone think they're sick without them being sick? Like, this is one of those theories where if you claim you know exactly what's happening,
exactly,
you're a liar.
But what you know, it's funny to, again, now to come back to COVID, the thing that really blows my mind about people's reticence to just, I mean, and what I'm about to say is going to sound like I'm flying in the face of a lot of what I've said on this show, but like, I hate to say this, but this is one of those situations where everybody just needs to get the fucking line, stay home, don't fight this thing, do what experts are telling us to do, because the wave of disability that's going to follow this pandemic, not just in our country, but in every country, what our problem though is we don't have socialized medicine. So we're not prepared to take care of what's happening to these people. The deaths are really scary, but the long-term effects of this, that's a whole other thing. Yeah. You know, people are having strokes. They're fine. And then they get COVID and then they have a stroke and you need rehab and you need all these things. And, you know, if you didn't save that email saying that you weren't COVID positive, it's have fun with that insurance claim.
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks.
Yeah. It's going to be a whole thing.
And so anyway, I these kinds of weapons are, from an existential standpoint, really, really scary. And I don't think that A, any country wants to raise their hand and say that they have it. And B, I don't think any country wants to raise their hand and say it wasn't them. It's a weird egoic issue with something like this.
Yeah. And when it comes to the Russia theory, there are things on this planet that are representative of other things. I always say the ocean is the outer space of Earth.
Yeah.
The forest, the woods, is the ocean of land. And Russians are the aliens of Earth. Because whenever something bad is happening, we just go, it's Russia. Russians and we can't explain it. It's fucking unexplainable, dude. No one knows what Russia does. It's like, you're the CIA. You know everything Russia does.
Russia is bizarro America.
Yeah, it's our
shadow ego. It's weird.
Yeah, I just always like to remind people that after World War II, we teamed up with the Nazis. Like, we defeated the Nazis, but we also invited thousands and
paperclip,
thousands
baby.
Of them to come work for us. Half the CIA was Nazis when it was founded. It was half OAS, which was the Office of, no, OAS is wrong. OSS, Office of Special fucking Secrets, I don't know. it was the precursor to the CIA. And then the other half was SS agents from Nazi Germany. And that's who founded the CIA. Now, what in Nazi history is to lead us to believe that half that was Nazi stopped being Nazis? Is that what Nazis do? They just go, well, we're Americans now. We love all races. No. Americans don't even love all races. Like, I feel like that's why we teamed up with the Nazis, because we were like, you know, we got some undesirables we want to get rid of too.
You know what we could say? We could say,
do it,
that the American government did not see that combo coming.
Yeah. Woo!
Thank you.
I knew it was going to happen. Oh, I knew it.
Yeah. Are you really proud of me right now?
I am. I knew that was going to happen.
I love when we have these moments because, like, we both are so happy for each other.
It was great. So, yeah, I think what me and Caitlin are getting at is, don't forget the government is half Nazi, so they might be just conducting experiments on their own people.
Half of the country. Listen, I ran out of comments because I just got sad for a second.
Well, I think the only real point I want to make in this episode, because we're not going to solve it, We're not gonna definitively
and
say
no one. Maybe when you and I are really old, Adam, there will be a paper disclosed that we can read together that will explain this. But I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, either that or some technology will come out and we'll be like, that's Arizona Lights episode.
Yes,
where once
exactly.
You look back on it in retrospect, it's like, oh, that stealth bomber shaped thing that they saw over Arizona a month before the stealth bomber premiered. I wonder what that was.
Weird.
Yeah. Like, this, we'll be able to buy like an attachment for our iPhone that wards off attackers. And we'll be like, is that what this was? The Havana thing? Is this just like a smart where they, thank you, government.
Really weird dog training tool.
Yeah. And the ultimate point I want to get across here is American exceptionalism is stupid. Cool. Stop thinking we're the only good government. We're not. There are essentially no good governments. And if you want to say Canada, look into how they've treated indigenous people forever. So keep your mind open to the possibility that we might be doing this also. I know it's an uncomfortable thought, but you should be uncomfortable with how our government acts. Like, if you want to think, oh, well, our government wouldn't carry out an act of aggression against their own citizens, tell it to Black people. Tell it to Native Americans. Tell it to anyone involved in the civil rights movement.
Tell it to Flint, Michigan. The neglect alone is its own assault.
Yeah, there's a reason all those government texts and emails in the Flint water case have magically disappeared.
Yeah.
It's because sometimes the government doesn't give a fuck, and they have goals they need to achieve, and if you need to die for it to happen, that's fine.
I also think Flint, Michigan is probably not... Well, I know it's not unique. And so the more airplay it got, the more we would start to realize how many other places in the country are facing similar water problems.
Oh, yeah. I'll link to it if people want to be horrified. Reuters did an investigation something like 4 years ago. We talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
They found 3,000 communities in the United States with the same water problems that Flint has. Like, that is an epidemic. And I think you're right. Once it came to light in Flint, I think a lot of other people were like,
we need to keep this quiet. Can't get into that.
Because that's right up there with aliens landing on the White House lawn. If you go in front of the American public and go, hey, that thing that's happening in Flint, everywhere. It's happening everywhere. People are going to be like, do something. And they won't. Yeah. They won't.
They don't want to.
Yeah.
They don't want to do anything. I also just think like so much of this good guy, bad guy thing has been projected onto political discourse. And I'll put any politician in this statement, which is anybody trying to run for high level office positions in this country is not a good person. the thing that they want is power. And you have to understand that they're playing a political game. We are involved in it, but that is separate from your thoughts, your actions, how you affect the world around you. It is.
Yeah.
In its own microscopic way, it absolutely is. And you matter. That part of who you are, that's the only thing that's real. All the posts, all the conversations, none of it matters. If you're an asshole at home, If all you care about is being right all the time, if you're hard to be around, if you alienate people, you could check all the boxes of being good, bad, however you frame it. It doesn't matter because you're still out there ruining people's days. So it's like, just take some responsibility for the energy that you put out there and don't co-opt your power to anybody or anything. It's ridiculous.
And especially take responsibility for the energy you're putting out there using direct weapons that have been developed in secret labs. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, you're talking about real, like.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing a little play on because you said energy.
Love that.
Right?
Love that.
I was hoping you would bring up energy so I could.
This is such a strong conclusion.
Should we just do this on stage sometime? Like, this is a high level bit we've been doing.
God, I hope somebody's transcribing this.
I don't
so many jokes.
I don't think that technology exists to transcribe podcasts. Never heard of it.
It doesn't exist. Uh-uh.
So yeah, keep an open mind, people.
Havana syndrome.
Yeah, it's coming for you.
I am wanting some kind of Jason Bourne style representation of this weapon, though. Like, to then completely go back on everything I've just said and be completely selfish about the whole thing. I want to see it in a movie. I really do.
Or I just want one. I wouldn't mind having one.
You want a Havana gun?
Yeah, of course I want a Havana gun.
That seems like honestly, it's a very effective weapon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, it would be good if you were getting attacked and you could just pull that thing out.
It really shows how little Trump understands about national security, because if he really wanted to keep people from coming across the border and get real scary about it, this is a good way to do it.
Yeah.
That would solve it.
Good thing he's not president anymore for another week, at least. Am I right, conspiracy theorists who think he's going to be reinstated on the 13th?
Yeah, this really reminds me of the rapture stuff with my mom. It's wild.
Yeah, yeah. It is. The Trump followers are a death cult, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. All right.
So I think we have reached the end.
This is the end. Yes.
Do we have anything to plug before we get out of here?
You can follow me on Twitter, you know, if you want. I'm at Bossy Matilda. That's the way. I think if you're going to, I'm at Caitlin Rose Cut on Instagram. Those are the announcements I have.
And you can follow me at Adam Todd Brown, Todd with 1D, on Twitter and Instagram also. And okay. I think that's it. Let's get the hell out of here. Caitlin, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
So much. Oh, my God.